Brian Cox
is good.
Now towards the end
by Tyler Tom Brady.
And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Bob Sosi with Mike Reese, Brian Morey, Ron Borges, Tom Curran as we look back at the 2001 Patriots championship season and now move on to the postseason and the Snow Bowl. Tarp was off the field a little bit early that day and the snowfall had accumulated, but the Oakland Raiders, remarkably enough, get off to the strong start, guys.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were, I think most of us would probably agree that had the game been in Oakland, I don't think it's really a game. You know, I mean, Oakland was loaded. But they weren't loaded to play in the snow, and they weren't loaded to play in the snow where, when maybe the snow was there a little bit earlier than one would expect. And look, that was the gamesmanship of football for a gazillion. I mean, Al Davis was the master of, you know, wetting down to this, or certainly when they played the Steelers, suddenly the edges of the tarp aren't up down in Pittsburgh, and all the sidelines are frozen solid, so Blitner can't run those outs, and Branch can't run the ups. So this was, to me, part of the good side of pro football in those days, that you could do that. There weren't 18 security guys standing there making sure the tarp was down. And I think that the Raiders' expectations were, well, okay. You know, in fact, I know their expectations were, you know, we're going to blow the doors off these guys. Okay, maybe the snow is going to help them a little bit, but they didn't know what they were in for.
Probably the toughest opponent of the three in the postseason, I thought, matchup-wise. Because, you know, they had seen St. Louis. And Pittsburgh, to me, just I felt, as a reporter, as if they could beat those teams. And I said that going into St. Louis. They can match up. But I thought the Raiders were just absolutely stacked on offense. You saw it in 2002 with them making a Super Bowl run. But there are plays in that game that overshadow, or actually are lost in translation. There's punt returns. There's fumbles. Troy Brown, I believe, had a fumble.
Two
fumbles.
Larry Izzo recovered both.
They recovered. There are completions to Jermaine Wiggins on passes that were intended for other players. And Belichick called him, oh, he's our little snowball.
Snowplow.
He's our little snowplow. Yeah. The Brady touchdown run. The fact that after halftime, when they were playing flat, really flat, they just said, all right, here we go. And then there was a third and one stop from Michael?
Yep, Zach Crockett.
Zach Crockett by Seymour and Brewski Bryan. Yep. That really set up so many things that happened later on.
I remember the snow was light and fluffy, right? There's different types of snow, and this was just like majestic. It was like, almost like Hollywood, like you can't make this up. And I remember thinking, and the players later said this, that they felt like the Raiders wouldn't adjust to it, but they actually did okay, you know, in the early parts of the game. So there was very much concern among the team as to how this was going. Hey, wait, this isn't the way. This is our home field. We came out flat here. And I remember Gruden, you know, with the visor and just exactly the snow gathering up on the visor.
I remember Gruden sprinting down the sideline after Walt Coleman overturned Tom Brady's fumble. And it was just, you know, that play kind of encapsulates the whole season, right? We talk about David Patton being unconscious. We talk about the punt return in Cleveland. But that play just kind of encapsulated it all.
Can you talk about Ron having covered the team in 76, being a Raiders beat writer for a period of time, and the Ben Dreith call, and look at it? Because I know that you were very attuned to the symmetry between those plays.
Yeah, I called Ben Dreith from the press box. He lived in Utah. And I said, what do you think of the call? He said, the guy got it wrong. It's a fumble. What the hell's wrong with these guys?
Now, Ben Dreith made the call in 76.
Yeah, he made the call in 76.
Which was Sugar Ray Hamilton.
When, you know, Hamilton hit Stabler in the head, you can argue whether or not in those days, you know, generally you didn't get a flag for that. But in that case, they...
Playoff game as well, same level, right?
Now you had the opposite sort of situation. On a play, I've kidded Brady about it many times that... The only way that was an attempted pass was if you intended a bounce pass. Because there's no way on God's earth you were trying to pass the ball. And he always just sort of smiles. You know, it's like Franco with the phantom catch against the Raiders. But it had certainly encapsulated the season. There's no question about it.
And they had a tent set up for the Raiders post game in the parking lot.
Right.
And they're doing the post game. And I just remember Jerry Rice, who was still a productive player, standing there just shaking his head as to what had unfolded. And where he was when you think about it. Standing under a
tent,
friggin' Walmart tent erected on an incline on the tar, the greatest player in NFL history in the snow in Foxborough going, I have no idea what happened out there.
And while Coleman, citing those rules, said otherwise, giving Brady an opportunity to set up Adam Vinatieri from 45 yards out.
And we haven't even talked about that yet, Mike.
I mean, it's funny. I mean, right. that game was right. so chock full of drama and storylines that now we're getting to maybe the greatest kick in NFL history, arguably.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, I'm reluctant to always say that was the greatest ever, you know, or yeah. this is the top of the list. And I'll defer to Ron, who's seen a lot more football than I have, but that's one I will stand up well, and say that's the best well, yeah, I've definitely ever seen.
I mean, the only kick to me that is comparable is Pat Summerall made a 49-yard field goal against the Cleveland Browns through a blizzard, same kind of thing, straight-on kick, made the kick. So that, to me, is in are the two that you would put up there because it was the end of everything and the start of everything, that kick.
Well, that kick forces overtime, and another kick from 23 yards out wins it for the Pats.
Which is a chip shot for him.
Yeah, but in that conditions, I mean, nothing was automatic. Right. He could have slipped and fallen.
Snow angels, you know. Right. I would just got to go back to the kick. I mean, some kicks, like the one that beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, it was off his foot, and you had a pretty good feeling of, you know, it's good, you're inside, But that kick was—it was lower. The trajectory of it,
yeah, you could hardly see it
from the press box.
You know, I was down in the end zone on the opposite end of the field because we had gone down. I had gone down to the field, and we were standing in the opposite end zone, so I couldn't tell if it was good.
Right. And that officially was it for Foxborough Stadium.
Yes.
We will continue our discussion of the 2001 Patriots throughout the season. Stay with Patriots.com as we celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the Super Bowl 36 champs.